模拟试题18。
一、听对话选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话。每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, did you go to Mary's birthday party last night?
Sorry, I wanted to, but I was ill.
Question, why did the man feel sorry? Did you go to Mary's birthday party last night?
Sorry, I wanted to, but I was ill.
Question, why did the man feel sorry?Number two, did you go to Paris or Tokyo on vacation?
Neither. I went to New York.
Question, where did the man go on vacation? Did you go to Paris or Tokyo on vacation?
Neither. I went to New York.
Question, where did the man go on vacation?Number three, can you tell me how to get to the library?
Sorry, I'm new here too.
Question, where does the woman want to go? Can you tell me how to get to the library?
Sorry, I'm new here too.
Question, where does the woman want to go?Number four, Tom, could you please stop singing? I'm trying to write a paper.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the next room.
Question, what's the woman doing? Tom, could you please stop singing? I'm trying to write a paper.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the next room.
Question, what's the woman doing?
Number five, do you mind if I smoke here?
I'm afraid you can't smoke here, but you can smoke outside.
Question, can the man smoke outside? Do you mind if I smoke here?
I'm afraid you can't smoke here.But you can smoke outside.
Question, can the man smoke outside?
Number six, what's that in English?
It's a fridge. It's an English fridge.
Question, where is the fridge made? What's that in English?
It's a fridge.It's an English fridge.
Question, where is the fridge made? Number seven, have you been to Canada, Jack?
I wish to someday. I've been to Japan, Korea, and China.
Question, how many countries has Jack been to?Have you been to Canada, Jack?
I wish to someday. I've been to Japan, Korea, and China.
Question, how many countries has Jack been to? Number eight, did you have a school trip last weekend?
No, we didn't. We cleaned up the street.
Question,How did they spend their weekend? Did you have a school trip last weekend?
No, we didn't. We cleaned up the street.
Question, how did they spend their weekend? Number nine, what are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be a pilot. Or a soldier. but my father wants me to be a doctor.
Question. What does Mike's father want him to be? What are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be a pilot or a soldier, but my father wants me to be a doctor.
Question. What does Mike's father want him to be? Number 10. It's too cloudy, isn't it?
Yes, I don't like it. I hope it will be sunny soon.
Question. How is the weather now? It's too cloudy, isn't it?
Yes, I don't like it. I hope it will be sunny soon.
Question. How is the weather now?
第二节，听下面两段对话。每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第11段对话，回答第11、12小题。
Are there any good films during the summer holiday?
Yes, a film of Jackie Chan will be on at People's Cinema on July 23rd.
What else?
Well, Star Cinema will show a film called Up on August 16th. It's a cartoon.
Great! I'd like to go to see the cartoon. It must be fun.
But I like the action film star Jackie Chan. I'll go to People's Cinema instead.
Are there any good films during the summer holiday?
Yes, a film of Jackie Chan will be on at People's Cinema on July 23rd.
What else?
Well, Star Cinema will show a film called Up on August 16th. It's a cartoon.
Great! I'd like to go to see the cartoon. It must be fun.
But I like the action film star Jackie Chan. I'll go to People's Cinema instead.
听第12段对话，回答第13至15小题。
Hello, Tina. What will you do this weekend?
I've no idea. Maybe I will watch a film on TV at home. What about you, David?
There will be a robot show in the Science Museum. Why not go and watch the show?
Sounds great. When will it start?
At 8:30 a.m. Let's arrive there 10 minutes before the show.
Okay. When and where shall we meet?
I'll go to your house at about 7:30 a.m. Then we will take a bus to the museum together.
Good idea. Will you take some photos of the robot?
Of course. I'll bring my camera. Hello, Tina. What will you do this weekend?
I've no idea. Maybe I will watch a film on TV at home. What about you, David?
There will be a robot show in the Science Museum. Why not go and watch the show?
Sounds great. When will it start?
At 8:30 a.m. Let's arrive there 10 minutes before the show.
Okay. When and where shall we meet?
I'll go to your house at about 7:30 a.m., Then we will take a bus to the museum together.
Good idea. Will you take some photos of the robot?
Of course. I'll bring my camera.
2. 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Last Sunday, a little boy came into a fruit store. He had $5 and wanted to buy some apples. He said to the shop assistant, "Give me apples for $5, please." When the shop assistant gave him the apples, the boy counted them and felt very surprised. He said, "Last Friday, my mother bought apples here for $5 too. Why did you give me fewer apples?" "Don't ask any questions, my boy. I have no time for your questions." "Excuse me, sir," said the little boy, "but..." "It is all right, my boy," said the shop assistant. "Don't you know, the fewer apples you get, the less fruit you will have to carry." "All right," said the boy, and he gave $4 to the shop assistant. He was just going to leave the shop when he heard the words, "Come back, you must pay me $5. "That's enough," said the boy. "Don't you know, the fewer dollars you get, the less money you will have to count."
Last Sunday, a little boy came into a fruit shop. He had $5 and wanted to buy some apples. He said to the shop assistant, "Give me apples for $5, please." When the shop assistant gave him the apples, the boy counted them and felt very surprised. He said, "Last Friday, my mother bought apples here for $5, too. Why did you give me fewer apples?" "Don't ask any questions, my boy. I have no time for your questions." "Excuse me, sir," said the little boy, "but it is all right, my boy," said the shop assistant. "Do you know, the fewer apples you get, the less fruit you will have to carry." "All right," said the boy, and he gave $4 to the shop assistant. He was just going to leave the shop when he heard the words, "Come back, you must pay me $5. "That's enough," said the boy. "Don't you know, the fewer dollars you get, the less money you will have to count."